You know, it's really good to know healing scriptures, and it's good to quote them, and it's good to listen to them. So I want to encourage you to find some really good, solid healing scriptures that you can listen to. We have that online. I did a close to an hour of healing scriptures many, many years ago. Pastor Tom helped me with that. We were over at Marina High School and recorded that. But Brother Kenneth E. Hagin also has healing scriptures. He has a healing scriptures book, but you can also go online to YouTube and put Kenneth E. Hagin healing scriptures. And he'll just read scriptures from the Old Testament, the New Testament, and that will encourage you. And you know something else about who you listen to? When you have confidence in the man or the woman of God that you're listening to, there's an anointing in their voice. There's an anointing in their voice. I mean, a person that's anointed by the Holy Ghost can just read scriptures, and that anointing will just flow right into you as they're reading. Amen? Amen. God's Word is not void of power. It is not void of power. It's alive. Amen. It is alive. Amen. It's full of power. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. Amen? Amen? So I want to encourage you, you know, when symptoms hit you, when symptoms attack you, go ahead and make sure that you feed on the anointed Word of God. It will heal you instantly, or it will speed up the recovery process. Amen? And then, of course, don't wait until a symptom hits you to feed on the Word. Stay full. Stay full. Stay full of the Word. For faith comes by hearing. Faith does not come by having heard. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. So hearing others read the Word of God. Jesus emphasized these phrases, hear and be healed. Amen. So faith comes when we hear others speak the Word, when we hear others teach the Word. But also faith comes as you hear yourself speak the Word. You need to hear yourself speak the Word of God. You know, we're to acknowledge every good thing which is in us in Christ Jesus. Another way we could say it, we're to acknowledge every good thing that Christ has already done for us. Amen. And that word acknowledge, of course, is from Philemon verse 6, where it says that the communication of your faith may become effectual by acknowledging everything, every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, Christ is in you, the hope of glory. Amen. He's good, and He lives on the inside of you. Woo, glory to God. So make it a practice to acknowledge His Word regularly. Acknowledge who you are in Christ. Acknowledge what Christ has done for you. Acknowledge where you are in Christ. Acknowledge what you can do in Christ. Acknowledge that He is your healer. And every joint and every bone in your body functions in the perfection to which God created it to function in Jesus' name. Your liver is healed. Your knees are healed. Amen. Your mind is clear. You're living free from fear. Amen. Glory to God. So lift up your voice. Lift up your voice in strength. Lift up your voice, and so shall the power of the Lord be released. And faith shall connect you to the power of God, and it shall cause His healing power to flow in you. But it shall not only flow in you for you, but healing power shall flow through you. Yeah. Yea, miracles through your hands, miracles through your words, even gifts of healings, even the manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit will flow and must flow through the body of the Anointed One. I did not just anoint my pastors and my evangelists and my prophets and my pastors and my teachers, but I've anointed each and every one of you. So think about that and dwell on that. You are anointed, for the Holy Ghost is upon you, and the Holy Ghost lives on the inside of you. Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Yea, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. He quickens your mortal bodies. He makes you whole. He makes you sound. He makes you well, glory to God. But He will also flow through you, and you shall be a blessing and be a conduit of the glory of God as you place your hands on those that need healing. Amen. Glory to God. Well, let's lift up our hands and thank Him for it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. For you are my hands and you are my feet. You are my people. I've raised you up in this day and this hour. I've raised each and every one of you up, glory to God, in the day of my power. You have come into the kingdom for such a time as this. And I've placed you in your places. I've placed you in your jobs. I've put my spirit within you. So be cognizant and be aware. Be God inside minded. Be Holy Ghost inside minded. And keep your spiritual antennas up by praying in the Holy Spirit. Make sure that you are praised up, prayed up, and worded up. And so in your place of employment, in your place of influence, oh yes, there'll be people that I'll bring across your path. Oh, rebastata la moste le mende. And sometimes it'll be like a word in season that you give forth. Sometimes it'll be a word of encouragement. Other times you'll just say, can I pray for you? And you'll be amazed at how open people are to want prayer. For people are hurting. People are despondent. And people are desperate. But yea, we have the answer. And his name is Jesus. Glory to God. So let's pray about it a little bit. Let's pray about those divine appointments. So rama castele rene, moshtele mokoste prepande de stela nala, broka seba kopala nahai. Thank you, Lord. On BART, on the jet, glory to God. Wherever you are, it may be a waiter, it may be a waitress, it may be a co-worker. Glory to God. You have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency and the power may be of God and not of us. And so let him work mightily in you. For your God is mighty, and he's mighty in you. And he's mighty for you, and he shall be mighty through you. Hallelujah. Say it with me. Place your hand over your heart and say, help me, Lord. Be aware. Be cognizant of the divine opportunities and the doors that are out there. Open the doors. Open the doors. Open the doors. Maso remeshtea. My heart is open, Lord. My heart is open. My heart is enlarged. I'm able to see things I've never seen before. Basto remedishte ma. Hallelujah. So see yourself being used of me, says the Lord. See yourself the way that I see you. See yourself being a blessing. See yourself being generous. See yourself walking in divine health, divine life, divine joy, and divine love. Woo, glory to God. And so shall the landscape of your life be changed. Amen. And you'll be full of joy, and you'll be full of peace, and it shall be like it's unspeakable and filled with the glory of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Say it with me, for the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. One more time. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank God for his tender mercies, which are over all his works. Aren't you glad for the mercy of God? Amen. How many of you ever had to throw yourself over on the mercy of God before? Glory to God. Amen. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his compassion toward us. And now, thank God for his compassion flowing through us. For the Lord is good and full of compassion. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. I anointed him with my spirit and with my power, and he went about doing good, and he healed all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen. And so the same spirit that was upon Jesus is upon you. The same spirit that was upon him is upon you. For I would remind you tonight that the Holy Ghost is upon you. For Acts 1:8 says, but you shall receive the Holy Ghost, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen? Power from on high. endued from power from on high. We have been clothed with glory. We've been clothed with power for the last of the last days. Woo! Glory to God. And I'm excited about it. Glory to God. Amen. You talk about the final acts, the final acts. Glory to God. The final acts of the apostles. Amen. Of the church. And so the church is alive. The church is not dead. The church is alive. The body of Christ is alive. Jesus is alive. It's time for revival. It's time for an awakening in the church. It's time for a great stirring among the saints. A great stirring among the saints. And so we have the privilege. We have the ability to stir ourselves up. Paul spoke to Timothy. He said, now, he said, stir up the gift that's on the inside of you. Stir it up. Praise God. Well, how do you stir it up? You stir it up by praying in the Holy Ghost. You stir it up by living a lifestyle of praise and thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Amen. I want to encourage you to stay stirred up.
Yes.
Don't let anything shut you down.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I know we have tests. I know we have trials, each and every one of us.
Uh-huh.
If we wanted to, we could turn this service into a top that test trial. But oh, thank God, many of you have faced tests, and now they're now testimonies. Amen?
Amen.
And if you're in a test right now, you got a bunch here right now that'll believe God with you. Hallelujah. So if you're facing a big test right now, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet right now in the name of Jesus. And I want saints everywhere to go put your hands on them. Let's corporately come together and pray for one another. Pray sel amore. Come on, guys, move. Ha, ha, ha. Moshe ne me kata masota. When the Spirit gets to moving, we must move with the Spirit. Oh, Father, thank you. We stand with our brothers. We stand with our sisters. Ha, ha, ha. Going through a test. Going through a test. But all the while, eyes upon you, entering in to rest. Thank you for rest for their souls, Lord. Praise. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We stand together. We stand together tonight. We stand together. Glory to God. We stand together tonight. We stand with one another. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You said in your word, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But you know what? The Lord delivers us out of them all. Amen. He said, in the world you will have tribulation. But what did he say? Be of good cheer. In other words, cheer up. As you're receiving prayer, glory to God, go ahead and cheer up. Cheer up. Cheer up. Glory to God. Cheer up. Cheer up. In the world you have tribulation. But he said, be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Isn't it good to stand with one another?
Yes.
Praying for one another. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. And that's what we're talking about, is we're talking about faith in the power of God. Amen. So as you release your faith by praying for one another, effectual power then is released. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And things begin to turn. Oh, they don't always turn overnight. They don't always turn by next week. But just know this, that things are turning for you. Things are turning for you. So hold fast. Don't take your hand off the wheel. Hold fast to the confession of your faith. Hold fast to the goodness of God. Hold fast to what He's done for you in the past. Amen? And then you will have cause for much rejoicing. You will have cause for much rejoicing. Glory to God. Because He's come through before and He'll come through again. Why is that? Because He is the God of the come through. He is the God of the breakthrough. He is the God who knows how to turn things around. So don't you give up. Don't you lose hope. Don't you lose hope. Hope thou in God. hope thou in God. For I will yet praise him, for he is the hope of my countenance. He is the health of my countenance. Oh, breke stamana. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, for an infusion of God's hope in our hearts tonight, an expectation of things turning. Amen? So we're not giving up. We're not giving up. No, no, no. We're holding fast. You know, even a big ship out there, these big cruise lines, you know, if they want to change direction, it takes a while. You know, the governor who listeth, the captain's up there, and he wants to turn so many degrees, and he wants to turn around. Well, you can't just do it like that. See, I think a lot of times we want instant pudding results. We want to serve the God of the microwave. Well, he is the God of the turnaround, but he's not necessarily the God of the microwave. Now, we don't want to limit him because he can do some immediate things. Amen. But I say all that to say this, just hold on. Hold fast, praise God. Do what you know to do. Do what you know to do. Do what you've been taught. Continue thou in the things that thou hast learned and been assured of. Yea, continue in my word. Continue in sound teaching. Continue in your devotional life. Do not withdraw from him. Yea, but come nigh and draw near to him, and he will surely draw near to you. Amen. Glory to God. So the Holy Ghost is upon us. But you know what? He's also in us. He's in us. So let's just talk about that for just a moment. Look with me, if you would, over to Ephesians 6:10 in the Amplified Version. This kind of coincides with the Holy Spirit being upon you, but also the Holy Spirit or God himself being in you. He said, now in conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Say this with me. I am strong in the Lord. I was in that back room back there, and I was quoting, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The Lord is the strength of my life. You know, you don't always feel like going. But you know what? You can go in the strength of the Lord. Amen. So say it with me again, I'm strong in the Lord. Now notice this phrase, be empowered. Be empowered through your union with him. Right? By drawing near to him and staying and abiding in him through your union with him. And again, draw your strength from him, that strength which his boundless might provides. Woo, glory to God. So his power is upon you. And I don't want to say it like this, the power is in you. I want to say his power is in you. Put your hand over your heart and say, his power is in me. His great power is on the inside of me. And so as we activate that power, we can expect that power to do the exceeding great and mighty things which you haven't seen yet. Ephesians 3:20 says it this way. Let's look at that. Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, in what is it according to? It's according to the power of God that is at work in us. Woo, glory to God. See, a lot of people put a period there. Now God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, and they stop there. But we're not to stop there. That's not a period. That verse goes on. Notice with me, he says, it's according to the power of God working in us. See, for there to be power working in us, it must be in you. For power to work for us, it's got to be in us. His power is in me. Wherever he is, his power is there. Wherever he is, his power is right there. Say it again. His power is in me. Now, as a congregation, when we exercise faith in the power of God, it's going to enable us to come up not only in our life, but it's also going to enable us to come up in our church. We're going to see demonstrations come up. But we don't want to place all the responsibility on Him. Listen very carefully. The more power working in us, the more He's able to do for us and in us. The more He's able to do beyond what we've asked or think. Amen? But less power, the less things. But this is not a church of the less. This is the church of the more. The church of the much, much more. Amen. God wants to do those things that He's had in His heart to do. Now, a big step to accomplishing this is, like I said before, acknowledging it. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6 and 7. Say with me, His power is upon me, and His power is in me. Now notice verse 6 and 7. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. In other words, the God who said, let there be light, hath shined in your heart. He has shined in your heart. To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The one who said, light be. When He came into your life, He said, me be in you. And listen very carefully, and this is not my message tonight, but did you know that the universe is expanding at the speed of light? I mean, it's mind-boggling. And we've been talking a lot about heart expansion, how that we're not to be restricted, and we're not to be narrow-minded. We're not to live in a negative mindset. And we must have open mouths and open hearts. Listen very carefully. The God who said, light be, is living on the inside of you. And just as He is expanding the universe, He is expanding your ability to receive from Him. He is expanding your ability to have a spirit of seeing and a spirit of knowing. Folks, when you have an open heart and you pray that He'll show you things on the inside, you must know that there is no limits what God wants to do in you and through you. Now notice verse 7, it says, but we have this treasure in what? One translation says, we have this treasure in clay pots, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. The Passion Translation says it this way. We are like common clay jars that carry this glorious treasure within. Oh, what a treasure within. So that the extraordinary overflow of power will be seen as God's and not ours. There's something and someone amazing on the inside of every believer here tonight. And like I exhorted you early, be God inside minded. Look at Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20 now. Galatians the second chapter and the 20th verse. And I'd like you to read this with me if you would please. Ready? Read. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. But Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Now let's declare this. The Anointed One and His anointing is in me. All He is is in me. Now we could take it a step further. As He is, so are we. Right now, in this world. The last part of the Message translation says it this way. I identified myself completely with Him. Indeed, I have been crucified with Christ. Mark Hankins says it like this. Little I moved out and big Christ moved in. Weak I moved out and strong Christ moved in. Defeated I moved out and victorious Christ moved in. Sick eye moved out and healed. Christ moved in. Poor eye moved out and rich eye, Christ moved in. Amen. Amen. So what kind of power are we talking about? We're talking about the same power that he's upholding this whole universe by. You know, if we had time, we could look at Hebrews 1:3, but just mark it down. It says this. He says, I'm upholding all things by the word of my power. He's upholding planets by the word of his power. If he's upholding planets by the word of his power, he can keep our body together. He can uphold you. He can see to it that you pay your astronomical PG&E bill. He can see to it that you make your rent. Amen. He's the God of more than enough. He's upholding everything, including you, by the word of his power. I don't know if that helps you like it helped me, but it's just so good to know I'm being upheld. What does that mean? That means I'm not falling apart. When this world is falling apart, I'm not falling apart. When this world is being shaken, I'm not being shaken. Why? Because you and I, we're not of this world. I'm going to try this side over here. You and I are not of this world. We are in the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God is in us, and we are part of an unshakable kingdom. Yes, the world will shake. Yes, there's going to be turmoil. All these things are going to happen. But oh, thank God, we're standing on the solid rock. We're standing on our covenant. We are being upheld by the word of his power. Amen. So remember that in your midnight hour. I'm upheld. He's upholding me. His grace is sufficient for me. That's so good, isn't it? Listen, friend. His grace has brought you thus far, this far. And his grace will take you all the way. Amen. That's what he told the Apostle Paul when the messenger of Satan came to buffet him. He besought the Lord 3 times that it might depart from him. And the Lord responded to him and said this. He said, now Paul, he said, know this, that my grace is sufficient for you.
Yeah.
In other words, yes, you're facing this, but my grace, glory to God, trumps that.
Yeah. Yeah.
My grace overcomes that.
Amen.
Thank God we have abundance of grace available to us. Amen? So say it strong with me. I mean upheld by the word of his power. A couple more scriptures. Colossians chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. Colossians 1, 26, 27. I just want to remind you, his power is on you and his power is in you.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. And I think the more aware we are of that, the more power will be activated in our lives. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Colossians chapter 1, verse 26 and 27 says, even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to you, to his saints. You are his saints. Amen. You do not have to be canonized. When you're in the kingdom of God, you are already a saint. Now, a lot of Christians are acting like ain'ts. But according to the word of God, we are saints. Verse 27. To whom God would make known, he wants us to know this, what is the riches of the glory. Wow. Of this mystery among the Gentiles. Read the rest with me. Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. My brother Tim got healed on that scripture. He was standing against cancer. And I brought him down to Rhema, where Jim Hockaday was conducting healing classes. And brother Hockaday was ministering that word about Christ in you, the hope of glory. I grew up Catholic. Tim grew up Catholic. We went to Catholic schools all the way through high school and so on and so forth. And he never heard that before. That was like, what? That was light. Never take for granted what you know. Because most people don't know it. Be thankful for what you know. steward, protect, cultivate, develop, grow in what you know. Grow in what you know. So Tim, I mean, wow. It was wonderful. We spent a few days together, and you know, he lived over on the East Coast in the Philadelphia, Fort Washington area. He was a salesman, a pharmaceutical salesman, did really well. And of course, I've been out here, so we didn't connect that much, but we connected there. He was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And he got that revelation. I mean, we're out for dinner, and he's looking at me, Christ in me, the hope of glory.
Thank you, Lord.
One word. One revelation from heaven can turn things around. Amen? Praise the Lord. So he stayed healed for quite a while, and then the enemy came back and snuffed him out. But thank God he's in heaven.
Yes, he is.
He's in heaven.
He lived to see his daughter married.
He lived to see his daughter get married. It was precious. So anyway, say it with me, Christ in me, the hope of glory.
Woo.
Be amazed. He's in you. Don't be dismayed by your clay pot. Don't be so dismayed about the messes that you've seen. Focus on him. Christ, just put your hands over your heart and say, Christ, in me, the hope of glory. It is the expectation of his glory being seen in your life. It is the expectation of his glory being seen in and through the church. It is the expectation of soon and very soon we're going to be caught up in a clouds of glory. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. Verse 28 and verse 29, he says, wherefore unto I also labor. Paul says, I'm laboring and I'm striving according to his working. He says, because this Christ in me is working mightily. The Amplified says it this way, for this I labor. In other words, Paul wanted the church to get it. Paul wanted to enlarge in his revelation. He says, I labor unto weariness, striving with all the superhuman energy which he so mightily enkindles and works in me. The word is working mightily in us tonight. The Holy Spirit is working mightily in us tonight. And he's the quickening one who raises us up, and we acknowledge him as our healer, as our baptizer in the Holy Ghost, and as our soon coming King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. Is that good enough for you tonight? Let's all stand to our feet. Praise the Lord for the word tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. 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 If you want to cultivate gratitude and thanksgiving, glory to God. Don't center in on the things you don't have and you can't do, but center in on things that you do have and what Christ has done and what you can do. Amen? Say with me, I can do all things through the Anointed One and his anointing, which strengthens me.